Sabra and Trent, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Hey.
Hello.
First of all, I'll start with you, Sabra.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit of the story about how you got interested in the President's Academy at ULM.
At first, I got a letter in the mail, and I didn't really want to do it because I was going to be turning 18 soon. So I was like, I really want to spend time being a stupid teenager. But the next time I got a postcard in the mail, and the postcard had more information, and as I was reading it, I was like, oh, this might be pretty cool. So I submitted my application without my dad's knowing, and when I finally found out that I had made it, my dad, like, got so mad at me. He, like, flipped tables, literally, almost literally. But he was really excited for me because he knew that I really want to be an important person one day. So he paid the money. Like, as soon as he found out, he was like, I'm mad at you, but I'm gonna pay for it so you can have a good time. So I paid for it, and now I'm here.
And Trent, your story, really a lot shorter and simpler.
Yes, not much to it. My mom told me one day that I would be going to the President's Academy in ULM, and that's about it.
So you're in the computer science group working at CenturyLink.
Yes.
What led you to choose that as your emphasis?
Well, I've been interested in software development and things with computers for a while now. That's just what I really like to do, so I knew what I'd be signing up for.
And Sabra, how did you end up choosing law?
I didn't choose law. I think law chose me. I wanted to do physical science or medical science. I actually put law, like, right above computer science because computers don't like me and I don't like computers, so we tend to stay away from each other unless it's, like, necessary. I was really upset when I got law at first, and then I figured, oh, well, I might as well go and learn as much as I can.
So what's your experience been like then, ending up in maybe what wasn't your first choice?
It's been pretty cool. I've made best friends with the intern, Josh, and we talk a lot, and he explains a lot to me, and Miss Goldman, our professor, has taught us a lot about law and things I haven't even realized that were part of law. And I ended up liking it, but I don't think I'm going to major in it directly when I go to college because I want to do linguistics. So law can definitely tie in with linguistics one day if I want to work in a firm that needs someone to, like, translate things or work internationally. So it's really helped me out a lot.
Trent Guillory, what would you say might have surprised you in what you've, some of the conditions you've been working in or part of the program this week?
At CenturyLink, that's what impressed me most. I was expecting a bunch of tours and kind of seeing people working. I didn't realize we'd have so many executives speaking to us and actually explaining what their job is, and then having plenty of time for us to ask questions. And it was a great time for me to learn a lot.
So what would you say one of the biggest things or most surprising things you learned this week working with them?
Well, today we actually had some mentor time where we were split up with different executives to go and sit in their office and ask more detailed questions about what they do, and it gave me an opportunity to see inside the job.
Sabra, same thing for you. What surprised you this week?
That lawyers and attorneys are a lot more low-key than I thought they were. Like, I expected them to be very hardcore, like this, this, and this. But Miss Goldman, she has a plan, but we're, like, flowing along. And it's a lot easier when we're not, like, bam, bam, bam. We're able to just, like, go with it. And I think she's very casual, but she's very strict while she's teaching us.
Trent, what would you say would be one of the highlights, top moments of the week, if you had to pick one?
Today, when I actually got to sit down with a software manager, she's over a development team at CenturyLink, it was good for me to hear about the education she received at ULM and how that helped with what job she ended up getting, because that may be what I want to do one day. It was good for me to hear from firsthand.
Sabre, what about you?
The thing I remember the most is the first day I got here, and I walked into my room, and my roommate was, like, ready. She was sitting there, and she had, like, cookies, cake, baked goods, and she took my blankets and made my bed for me. And I was just like...
Sounds like a good roommate.
I was like, all right. And eventually, like, we ended up being almost perfectly the same. We have the same interests, the same personalities, really. And I realized that there are other people like me, and I can be kind of annoying, so I need to chill out. But also, going to Escamilla and Pontech, the lawyers there, the attorneys, are very interesting and look very tired. And I've learned why, because they do so much extensive work that there's rarely time to do breaks. Like, as the law group, we've had to work through lunch, eating and writing, and I'm like so wiped out by the time I get to bed. I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Sounds like it's been a full week.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you say, has there been anything this week that has changed you anyway, or anything that you've learned about yourself? I'll start with you, Sabra.
I've learned that I'm not necessarily the smartest person that will be at these academies at high school and in the rest of the world, because there are going to be people that are going to be smarter than you, and you've got to learn to cooperate. And these people are going to be who I'm probably going to be working with in the future. So I've got to learn how to work with them now so I can work with them later.
Trent, same question for you. Anything that's changed you, or anything you've maybe learned about yourself this week?
I learned definitely that working with a team is completely different from working alone. Everyone has to take a turn talking. Everyone has to hear everyone else's opinion, know what we're going to do. Because everyone in our group has a different assignment, it takes a lot of explaining to each other what our plan is and how to make that work with the next group. Because I'm doing communications officer, I've got to work with the legal person on my team to make sure everything I do is okay by law, and then I have to work with the medical team to know what it is I'm telling the public and what it is I'm telling medical staff for this epidemic that we're working on.
Sounds like it's been a great week for both of you.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it.
Trent Guillory is a senior at Grace Christian School in Alexandria. He's working with the computer science group at CenturyLink. Sabra Hanna is a senior at DeRidder High School in DeRidder, and she's working with Escamilla and Pontech and the law group. You guys, terrific job today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.